Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, talk to us about what happened with Adele. I know that you had an opportunity to pray for her. What happened?
Well, I was actually in the workplace, and there was a lady that came up to me, and they were actually running late, and they had an appointment where they're supposed to be a little earlier, and the lady was with her daughter, and the daughter obviously had a face of urgency, and she's like, "Sorry, we're late. We came from a hospital. We're in a different city. We're supposed to go to another hospital." And I look over to my left, and I see a lady. She's probably, I don't know, maybe in her 60s, late 50s, and she was just gasping for air, just had a hard time standing. And her name was Adele, and come to find out that she had an asthma attack.
Wow.
And she wanted to be in a hospital close to where she lived. You know, she wanted to be in a home close to her house, or a hospital close to her house. And she was like, "Here, you know, we need to go. We have to go to the ER." And the Holy Spirit just said, "You need to pray for her." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, what's going on?" And she just told me that she had an attack of asthma. And I just began sharing. You know, recently we shared a praise report of just like, you know, Chris's son Isaac, how he was in the hospital and we prayed, and God just did a miraculous work, mm-hmm. and what He did in his life. And I shared a quick video with Adele, and I was just like, "Look at what God's done." And we prayed, and it was God that responded. It was God that healed. And by faith, God healed Isaac. Mm-hmm. And as I'm saying this to her, gasping stops. She's like standing, she's looking at me, and I just kept saying to her, I'm like, "By faith, Jesus can heal you. By faith." And I'm telling her about different encounters that mm-hmm. Jesus had in the scriptures, and how He was with the lady that had the issue of blood. He says, "Daughter, by faith, God can heal you." And I says, "Adele, do you believe that Jesus is bigger than asthma? Asthma has to respond to the name of Jesus through mm-hmm. His finished work on the cross and the blood." And her daughter was there just watching in awe of, like, as I was talking about what God was doing, it was just like she was healed.
Right.
And I was just like, "Can I just pray for you that in the name of Jesus that you'd be healed?" And I mean, just the labor of her gasping for air, and she's like, I got to sit down. I don't know if I can stand here." But as just talking to her about Jesus, Jesus Christ healed her.
Wow.
And she was just like, I couldn't breathe.
Wow.
5 minutes ago.
Wow.
And it was just the testimonies of God, the glory of God. And it so encouraged me to be able to pray for her.
Wow.
And she left and she was just like, "Man, I thought I was here just to get something done. But we're just talking about God." I'm like, "It's God." Powerful moment, man. Totally powerful.
Wow, that's beautiful. So exciting, because that's what we're called to do. You know, Amen. We're called to step on out. And if there's a need, listen, get in there and pray.
Amen.
You know God. Don't wait for someone else to pray.
Amen.
You walk in there and you pray with faith mm-hmm. and watch sick people get well.
Yeah.
I mean, that is such a beautiful thing. I mean, we've seen that from time to time, and we're seeing it more and more. Mm-hmm. But it just takes someone who is willing, to step on out and begin to start praying for someone in faith.
Amen.
You know, when you say that, I think about, you know, the healing revival movement, you know, in the early 50s, you know, the voice of healing, where these evangelists, they were going, Oral Roberts, Jack Coe, A.A. Allen, some of these guys, Gordon Lindsay, they were praying, and they were praying for the sick, and they were seeing people come out of just wheelchairs, Oral Roberts, mm-hmm. I mean, and just tremendous, tremendous miracles. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that they would do is let them get stir their faith up to be healed, and did with the scripture. And so a lot of people didn't realize that a lot of the people that were in those meetings that got miraculously, I mean, just amazingly healed, were actually mm-hmm. Under a few hours of teaching during that day, and then they would come back that night, you know, for those camp, you know, those type of meetings, mm-hmm. revival type meetings. And they were able to receive prayer, and just one mm-hmm. after one, or so many of them. You see crutches and all different things. Maybe Amen. We'll have some pictures available for you like this on the torch. But it was a powerful, powerful time. And this is how this spread all across, you know, the country in these tent revivals. And it was just a wonderful time. But faith, you know,
Amen.
faith in God's word, and faith that, listen, God still heals today. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're sick in your body. You can pray, and God can heal you. And you can have other people pray, and God can use them. It's just one of the gifts, you know, that God wants to bestow on us, and we're thankful for it. And it's nothing like, you know, you're not a candidate for healing unless you've been sick. You know, so, well, yeah. I'm not sure. Well, listen, I know you have a lot of theories, but when you're sick, I haven't seen, and I had the opportunity, you know, it's really interesting how, you know, strong someone can be in their opinion of just whatever doctrine and just all different type of things. But, you know, when you're sick, a lot of those things really fly away. And I've had firsthand experience since I was a chaplain at LSU Medical Center, and I've had the chance to pray for many, many sick people. And I have very rarely, I don't think I was ever turned down once for prayer. And it's because prayer works. You know, prayer works. We're actually communicating with God, and we're synchronizing, you know, heaven and earth together, and we're praying that God's will be done. And sickness has to go in the name of Jesus. Listen, there is no, did you guys know this? I don't know. There is no sickness in heaven. You do understand that. There,
right.
And so I've listen, heard that. You've heard that before, right? Okay. I just want to make sure.
I read it somewhere.
Okay. Want to make sure that you knew that. And so we don't have to tolerate it. Yeah, you know, things happen and you know, you do get sick, but are you going to stay sick? Are you going to welcome it? And is your first resource to get a bottle of Tylenol or to see a doctor? Because many times people say, well, how come we don't see the miracles, you know, here in the United States that happen, you know, in different parts of the world? And my belief is that, you know, it's because we're so accustomed in the West to go to so many other resources. Yeah. And sad to say that God is often the last choice. It's like, oh, yeah, and pray. Oh, yeah. But the first thought is a Tylenol, schedule an appointment with a doctor, you know, all these different things. And then it's like an afterthought. Let's pray about that.
Yeah, and it's just encouraging me when I look at that and the testimonies that you're sharing about people just sharing who Jesus is and the miraculous healings. And it always just takes me to that moment of just, you know, sick people have that hunger because they have a desperation.
Yeah.
And when you have that message of healing of the author of life, they're going to respond. And it always just like encourages me to stir your faith when you look in the book of Acts and how Peter responded to the lame man, and a whole city was changed because of their boldness and their stand for Jesus. And it's just like God wants to use you, and you have that boldness. You have that just faith to believe God. And it's just like when other people look at someone and they see their situation, you know, Jesus sees a son, Jesus sees a daughter, and he sees that miraculous testimony of how people are going to respond to that encounter.
Yeah.
And it's like, believe God, do a miracle in your workplace, in your family, in the grocery store, and just go where the Holy Spirit has you and just watch what God does, because he's stirring our faith in this time. And it's so encouraging seeing how he's beginning to just move, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, it really helps. And compassion is a key part of it, you know, because if you don't have any empathy of compassion for people that are suffering, especially in their body, you know, you're not gonna pray, you're not gonna step out. I remember being in a Dollar General store or something like that, or a Dollar Tree or something, and I was getting ready to pay the cashier, and I noticed that the woman behind me, the next person in line, had her foot all in a kind of a cast type thing, and it was all bandaged up. And I said, oh, you know, I hope you get better, you know, and just my heart went out to her. And she says, well, my foot's not going to get better. She said, they're going to cut it off. And I said, oh my goodness. Wow. And so I said, wow, I'm praying for you. And then I went into the car, and instantly I just felt the Holy Spirit say, you need to pray for her. You know, you need to pray for her. So I got out the car, and this time she's in the parking lot, middle of the parking lot. And I just walked up to her and says, ma'am, do you mind if I pray for you? I felt God wants me to pray for you. And she said she had groceries. I mean, it was like always at the most, what you would think is the most inconvenient time. All and right. Maybe this lady's going to say, sir, do you realize it is hot out of here?
Right.
You know, all these groceries, all these different things. She, you know what she said? She said, yes.
Amen.
She put those groceries down, I mean, like on the ground. She didn't even put them in.
Yeah.
And she said, please pray for me. And so I prayed for her. And it was God. It was wonderful. I mean, people were coming by, passing through us, going in the store. And I just prayed that God would heal her in her foot. And I asked her if she had faith, and she did. And I had faith. And said, let's just believe God that God's going to do a miracle in your foot, and you're not going to need to have it, you know, amputated after all. And this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to step out in faith and minister to people and not wait, not, you know, second guess, not ignore the promptings of the Lord. God's speaking to us all the time. The question is, will we be his vessel.
Obedience.
Yeah. Will we be his vessel and step out? We're just talking about healing and stepping out and obeying God and trusting God, mm-hmm. you know, for a touch. You know, there's so many people today that because of healthcare or the lack thereof, they're not able to afford their medicines. They're not able to, you know, get, you know, the things that they think that they need. And mm-hmm. a lot of people are saying, listen, maybe we need to go back to what God's already taught us in his word, that we need to pray for healing. He mm-hmm. is our healer, and he is the great physician. And we had the opportunity to pray for a young man who had a cyst on his throat. The young man, he was actually a baby. How old is Isaac?
Three years old,
and it was in his throat. And so there was a part of this that was really very a difficult surgery. In fact, that the doctors had to study for hours on how they were going to do this. It was supposed to be a very long, mm-hmm. You know, procedure. And we just sought God.
Amen.
We just sought God and prayed. And
prayed for the doctors too.
Yeah, prayed for the doctors that they would, you know, be able to do their surgery quickly, mm-hmm. and that, you know, it'd be less than what they were saying it was going to be, you know, the conditions and all those different things. And God moved in an awesome, awesome way.
Yes,
in fact,
did.
Do we have the story? Do we have that video?
Yeah, we actually have a clip of that.
I want you to watch his testimony as you hear about what God did in Isaac's life.
So what's the awesome praise report, Chris?
Well, the awesome praise report is God is good. You know, we just got out of surgery with Isaac not 2 hours ago. He had to have a cyst removed from his throat, which they, you know, they talked about that it was going to be this real, you know, kind of bad thing, that it's going to be a real in-depth surgery. And he's supposed to be in surgery for over 2 hours, and he's going to be in the hospital overnight. And well, as you see right here, we're 2 hours after surgery, and he is normal. It's like he hasn't even gone to surgery at all.
What do the doctors say that don't do what?
Well, the doctor said that, you know, he's not going to be able to walk around. He's going to be real unsturdy. Keep an eye on him, you know. And he's running around out here feeding the fish. He's been looking forward to feeding the fish all week. And feeding the ducks and the turtles, and he's having a blast. 2 hours after surgery. He was only in surgery for, it was less than an hour. And they said it was going to be over 2 hours. And it was God, you know. I just want to thank everybody out there who was praying for him. You know, we were just getting notifications left and right, and I just want to thank everybody for praying and just for loving on us. And as you see, he's gone. It's answered prayer. Look at him.
Beautiful.
Look at this.
Yeah, it's a miracle, man. God does miracles.
God does miracles.
They told him that he wouldn't be sturdy.
Nope.
He wouldn't be able to.
He wouldn't be sturdy. Don't let him sit in a chair by himself.
Praise God.
Wow. Absolutely awesome. Listen, prayer.
Amen.
Prayer, prayer, prayer. And it's prayer to God.
Yeah.
Not just empty prayer, but it's praying to God and seeing the hand of God work. And, you know, you see little Isaac. I mean, he was supposed to be way longer. He was supposed mm-hmm. to spend the night there. He was mm-hmm. supposed to, you know, follow this
right.
trach all the way, you know. And it was nothing compared to what, you know. In fact, the report was that when they went to speak to doctors, they said, listen, you know, we prayed for you. The doctors were told, we prayed for you all night.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said, it worked.
Amen.
It
yeah.
worked, because it was a whole lot less than what we, you know, the reports, you know, showed us.
Mm-hmm.
We were prepared to be here for the long haul. And this is something that God can do and has done and will continue to do.
Yeah, and the powerful thing, like, I mean, you think about that encounter to share with someone what God has done in someone else's life, in your life. It raises their faith. It stirs their faith to say, you know what? I believe that God can do the same thing in my life, or whatever situation they're at. Like you're saying, the lady with the foot, it's just like, you know what? I believe that God can do a miracle in my life. And I encourage you, it's just like, if you've got a testimony, if you've got a story that God has done a miracle in your life, tell people, because they probably, someone has that same need in their life, and they're going to have the faith to look to God And you never know what God can do in that situation, but have the faith to share and say, how can I pray for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we want to encourage you, pray,
Amen.
Pray,
Amen.
And believe God to do great things in your life and the life of others. And don't only pray, but look as a believer to be an answer to prayer. Oftentimes we're good for asking for prayer, mm-hmm, right? And God help me. But are we good at the same time of saying, Lord, I want to be an answer to prayer for somebody today. I want you to use me today. And guess what? When God speaks to you and tells you that one right there, pray, just obey Him and do it and watch what He's going to do. That's one of the things I love about Evan Roberts, and we've spoken about him and the great work he did during the Welsh Revival. But one of his 4 points was to obey the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Is his every word, to listen to everything that the Holy Spirit tells him and to do it. And just saw that God was the one who was in control. God really doesn't need us. We're just kind of the tool, in His hand. And let God do what He wants to do and get out of His way.
Amen.
So pretty awesome.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.